Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
Why is Kentucky a commonwealth, but Indiana is a state? What's the difference? In this edition of Curious Louisville, Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says it's all about history.
There are four states in the U.S. that call themselves commonwealths, and Kentucky is the only one that wasn't one of the 13 original colonies. But there's no difference between commonwealths and the other 46 states in the Union, so why did Kentucky decide to call itself a commonwealth?
Virginia being a commonwealth, that was just sort of our heritage.
That's Professor Tom Appleton from Eastern Kentucky University. Back when the colonies declared their independence from England, Kentucky was still part of Virginia, which extended from its current borders all the way out to the Mississippi River. Virginia's founders decided to call their state a commonwealth, a term that had been popularized during the short-lived reign of Oliver Cromwell in mid-17th century England.
His government was called the Commonwealth. You know, when they beheaded the king and got rid of the monarchy, they declared that England was a commonwealth.
The Commonwealth of England only lasted from 1649 until 1660, when the monarchy was restored. But English colonists who migrated to North America held on to the term, and when the seeds of revolution sprouted in 1776, Virginia called itself a commonwealth.
I think, again, it was just they wanted to emphasize the notion that, you know, here the people will rule. You know, we're going to have self-government. It's just a semantic sort of question.
Massachusetts and Pennsylvania are the other two commonwealths. In 1792, Virginia's Kentucky County became its own state, but also decided to take on the name Commonwealth. But there's nothing that sets commonwealths apart from the other states except a bit of flourish. State officials, especially governors, love referring to Kentucky's status as a commonwealth in formal speeches. Appleton, who used to write speeches for governors, calls that habit a little bit precious.
You know, it's kind of cute, or, you know, that it's just emphasizing again that we're a little bit distinctive.
So, long story short, commonwealths are just like states, except they've got a lot more style. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.
This Curious Louisville question was submitted by listener Lori Hilligus. Ask a question of your own at CuriousLouisville.org.